10 years ago, the NBA issued a lifetime ban from basketball to LA Clippers owner Donald Sterling after his racist remarks were leaked to the press. A new FX limited series called Clipped tells the story behind that fallout. And, says NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, the show is also a tale of race, striving, and the inevitability of compromise.
As Clipped opens, a boisterous Lawrence Fishburne is playing Coach Doc Rivers, a former NBA All-Star arriving in Los Angeles in 2013. He hopes to lead the team he once played for to a championship, but the complacency of some long-tenured staffers is a problem.
The Clippers have never won a championship. How many times have you made it to the second round of the playoffs? Just the second round?
Twice.
That's crazy. No offense, but you guys are the worst organization in sports.
Turns out that's not Rivers' biggest challenge. His real problem is erratic owner Donald Sterling, played as an irascible crank by Modern Family alum Ed O'Neill. Sterling is a real estate mogul who treats the team and its players like his personal playthings. He ties up business meetings with stream of consciousness ramblings over the phone.
God shed his grace on thee.
How long does he usually go on?
That's 20 minutes,
sometimes an hour.
Sometimes all day.
And it gets worse when Sterling's in person. He barges into the locker room after a game, mistakenly suggesting that star Blake Griffin, whose mother is white and father is Afro-Haitian, is actually Latina.
Look at this guy. Look at this mug on this guy. This could be the next Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas? Who thinks Blake's Latino?
But Clipped really takes off when a recording of the owner's racist comments are made public by gossip site TMZ. Sterling argues with his assistant, who often acted like his girlfriend, urging her to stop posting pictures socializing with black people.
You're supposed to be a delicate white or delicate Latina girl.
I am a mixed girl, and you're in love with me. I'm black and Mexican, whether you like it or not, and you want me to have hate towards black people.
I don't want you to have hate. That's what people, they turn things around. I want you to love them. Privately.
Suddenly, everyone connected with Sterling and the team must decide how to react, and their decisions speak to the power of money and privilege in society. The series' secret weapon is Australian actress Jackie Weaver, who provides a layered performance as Sterling's wife of 60 years, Shelley. At first, she appears good-natured and long-suffering, struggling to handle her husband's dalliances before revealing she has more power than many realize.
We bought the Clippers together. Every property we acquired, we got together. But it's Donald's first name on all of our buildings. It's Donald, they call, the owner of our team.
But it's Coach Rivers' story which captures the thorny issues the mostly black team faced. They're torn between playing for a championship or upending their chances by expressing their rage and boycotting the team. The coach's friend and confidant in all this is LeVar Burton, playing himself. He tells Rivers how tough it is for famous black men to express rage and why he keeps the chains from his role in Roots on display in his house.
I keep my chains on the wall in the living room. I want my guests to know, while I am unquestionably their friend, I am also absolutely filled with rage.
Moments like this elevate Clipped's story, though its ultimate message about the ubiquity of compromise and the enduring power of wealth might be a bit tough to swallow. I'm Eric Deggans.